Every stenosis can uniquely be described by this equation, and when graphically represented in a graph with coronary flow velocity on the x-axis and stenosis pressure gradient on the y-axis, we can see that the relationship between pressure and flow alters with increasing stenosis severity. It is clearly visible in this graph that an increase in coronary flow velocity increases the transstenotic pressure gradient. And this is even the case in the absence of coronary stenosis, since in a normal vessel there is always a viscous friction of blood with the vessel wall.